Nursing facilities across Utah are gearing up to introduce a new kind of therapy to patients living with Alzheimer's disease. KUER's Tim Slover reports.
That's Utah composer Kurt Bester performing for patients at the William E. Christofferson Salt Lake Veterans Home. He helped kick off the official launch of Music and Memory. The program helps put iPods, headphones, and other listening equipment in nursing homes where patients live with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It also certifies healthcare workers to provide musical therapy to patients. Norman Foster directs the Center for Alzheimer's Care at the University of Utah. He says music can help people suffering from Alzheimer's re-access long-forgotten memories.
You may not be able to remember what you heard at the senior prom, but when you hear the music, all of a sudden, all the events and people around the senior prom seem to be resurrected.
This kind of treatment is meant to provide pleasure to patients, reduce their dependence on antipsychotic and anti-anxiety drugs, and ease interactions between patients and nurses. Deb Burkham is with the Utah Healthcare Association. She wants the impact of this therapy to be measurable.
Every one of our buildings has gone through an extensive research study survey process to find out exactly where residents with dementia are, what kind of meds they're on, what kind of issues might they have, and then 6 months from now, we're going to come back and look at the results.
39 nursing facilities in Utah have completed the requirements to begin administering this therapy and are beginning to do so. Tim Slover, KUER News.